What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we get back to Tom in Florida, again, I'm watching the House Judiciary Committee debating the articles of impeachment. And it really, the Reader's Digest version of it is, you know, the Democrats saying, you know, the president is guilty. And the Republicans are saying, of what? And the Democrats just keep coming back and saying, he's guilty, he's guilty, he's guilty, he's guilty, he's guilty. That's all you need to know. Don't think, don't demand to see evidence, just feel the evil coming out of that man and that Oval Office. And stand with us, you know, to bring integrity and discipline back to the executive branch. Boy, that'll be the day. All right, we're talking with Tom in Florida. We're talking about impeachment. And it has been a circus. And I think, on the whole, it is causing a lot of American people to take a good look at how our government currently operates and realize that it's really not at all like we were taught it was in school.
That's right. Yeah, Michael. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, Michael. First off, I don't know if you had a chance to see the news today. There's five women now that are running for Congress that are conservative women. They're going to have the new. They're going to be the right squad. They're going to be called the right squad, squid, whatever they call them, the squad. And their motto is we're not going to tolerate socialism and communism. We're not going to allow our country to fall. And they're, all these women, I guess, are running for office in the 2020 election. They're called the right wing squad. Okay. Well, and you know, getting back to another thing, Michael, I want to let your listeners in on. In the Miami Herald here, in the Broward Sun Sentinel here in South Florida, they were talking about Jeffrey Epstein's plane, the Lolita Express. There were beds on the jet. The young girls, the Candy Striper girls, were having sex on the jet. Bill Clinton flew on that jet 26 times. The detective in Miami is the one that busted the case. He's got the book. The FBI has the book. The FBI is, I call it the alphabet soup. These alphabet committees, that's what the FBI and the CIA stands for, the alphabets. They're not even actually patriots anymore. They're, as far as starting to look here. I mean, I'm sure there's some wonderful, great Americans in these organizations, but now it's like all alphabets screwed up a puzzle. You don't know who's who anymore. Now, getting back to, Michael, what I said in your last hour, okay, you have 85% of the Zionists in this country still will vote Democrat, no matter what Trump does for them. He maybe will get 20% this election in 2020. But still, 80% of these Jews, whatever you want to call them, they're going to vote Democrat, no matter what.
Yes.
And Trump has done more for them than any president in our history, okay? Now, like I said, you have a faction of the Ashkenazi against the Sephardite. I've talked to Jews have told me everything about that. I don't want to go on air talking about that. I know many of Jews have told me everything. And by the way, Michael, they can never attack any of us because all you got to say is you're a Jew for Jesus. Okay? When you're a Jew for Jesus, no Jew is going to be able to attack you. Because when you tell them you're a Jew for Jesus, who are you going after? Who are you going after? Talmudic? Who are you going after? You can't go after anybody. Because, you know, this nonsense about Trump doing this and that, what is Trump supposed to do? What did Obama do with Fast and Furious? Barry Sotero, Hussein Obama, whose father was a communist, Frank Marshall Davis, who's in a picture with Louis Farrakhan. With Louis Farrakhan, Obama's in a picture hugging him. With Al Green, who looks like Magoo, you have that Maxine Mad Max nutcase Waters, and you have this other guy, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, says the chickens are going to come home the roost. What is going on here, Michael? No, this cabal that's going after Trump with the Dark Angels of Hollywood, these freak shows, they're all going to HE double toothpicks is where they're going. Every one of them. And starting with that Pigs Pelosi, who's a lot of state, was the richest state in the United States for over 100 years, to go into destitution and corruption and decadence. You have, what is it, 152,000 homeless in California I saw today? You have...
Yes.
152,000 homeless in the state of California, Michael. But the illegal aliens are coming there getting free college and education, and they're getting Section 8 housing. Who's paying for that? But in the meantime, you've got Americans on the street. Of course we are. And, you know, it's got to come to a halt. And these people need to be in handcuffs, arrested behind the Gray Bar Hotel, and have severe sentences. Pelosi, that Schiff, and Schiff, you know, Michael, Schiff went to this guy Ed Beck's house 16 times. Why would Schiff go to that house 16 times when this guy's supposedly indicted and he killed two Afro-Americans on drug overdoses? And this guy's given multiple hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to the Democratic Party. Where's the investigation on that, FBI? Where's all this other nonsensical nincompoop stuff that's going on in this country that's not being investigated, but you're going to go after Trump or Ukraine? When Biden's telling him he's not going to give him $1 billion and his son's stealing millions of dollars out of there, a drug addict who got booted out of the United States Navy because he couldn't maintain himself, yeah. And you're going to go after the president of the United States? And let me ask you, I'm not trying to pick on anybody here, but Dustin, you live in a state that's got highest taxes in the United States next to California. Who would want to live in a state where your vote doesn't even count whenever you vote for anything because it's all Democrat? And you know, you got this guy, Blumenthal, who's a filthy liar, said he went to Vietnam. It was proven that he was a filthy liar. And this guy's still a United States senator. And this guy's standing on the Senate talking about Donald Trump, about him being a liar and him being a colluder. What did you do, Blumenthal, you filthy lying animal who lives in a state that's supposedly 98% white and he's a Jew? How are these Jews getting all these seats in the Senate and the Supreme Court if they're not only 2% of the population, but you got 98% of the rest of the people are Christian, white, Anglos? It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't add up. They can't find a white Christian that have electability or something? What's going on here? Or are they that stupid that they don't see the big boy here?
The system has been corrupted and hijacked, and... you know, short of biding our time and waiting for the system to collapse in on itself, which is what I think is going to happen, there really isn't much that we can do. But if you look at the history of Jewish interaction with other cultures over the last 2,000 years, you'll see that this is a repeating pattern, that they never assimilate with the host population of where they're moving into. They basically predate on them economically. They move quickly to seize the centers of power. And, you know, once they get in, of course, they consolidate that power. And, you know, we're being conditioned to just be so careful that we're not discriminating against anybody around us. And we don't realize that, as you point out, we're being discriminated against just for being white guys.
That's right, Michael. And Michael, you know, the Jews, when they call you a goyim, you know what a goyim is, Michael? You know what the word goyim stands for?
Cattle.
You're cattle. That's how they want to round you up and put you like a steer in a corral, and you're going. That's exactly what's going on here with this nonsense with these Zog agents that they've got. And Michael, what's really happening, too, like, look at Weinstein. He's going to end up paying $50 million to get out of the sexual charges he's got against all these women. It had that on the news today. He's already got one woman he's paying her $25 million, and he's got other women he's going to have to pay another $25 million. But is this guy going to walk?
Yeah, but that's not coming out of his own pocket. He's no, walking away clean. He doesn't have to admit wrongdoing, and he doesn't have to pay the settlements themselves. That's coming out of the insurance for the various studios he was connected with, including his own Weinstein Productions. So the insurers are going to eat that.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct what you're saying. Absolutely. You know, Michael, I'm not going to give it away, but do me a favor. If you guys have time one day, could you go see that movie, Ford versus Ferrari? I think you'd enjoy it. I really would like you to go see that movie because there's a 20-second part in that movie. I'm not going to give it away. I want you to go see it. I think you'll talk about it on the air once you see the movie. I'm pretty sure you will.
Okay, well.
I can give you a hint. It has to do with Detroit, Michigan. That's all I can tell you. It has to do with the once great city of Detroit. That's all I can tell you.
Yes.
The once great city of Detroit. And that's going to tell you where the Democrats are, Michael. They've ruined cities like Detroit, Chicago, Michael. They crushed these cities, Baltimore. with the crime and the filth and the decadence. You know, it's just absurd what these Democrats are getting away with. And now they're going after the president, a duly elected president of the United States, who next election is probably going to get ended with 75 million voters. I'm telling you, a lot of Afro-Americans are going to vote for Trump. You watch. I bet he gets 25 to 35% of the Afro-American vote. Remember I told you that. I'm predicting that now. But they're doing everything to stop Trump, Michael, because they know that he's going to get elected again, and it's all about the Supreme Court, and it's about immigration. That Ginsburg's going to be 87 years old in 2 months. Ginsburg. And then you got yes. Not only Ginsburg, Michael, you got Ginsburg, but then you got all these millions of more illegals these Democrats need for voters, because once the blacks wake up to the fact that they've been used and played, they're going to, then it's going to be over for the demon rat party. This is why they're going after Trump. It's about this immigration to keep flowing in here like a sieve. That's exactly why. And the American people have better wake up, because we are looking at what you're always saying, Michael, we don't want. We don't want it, but you know what? It's going to come to that if this is not stopped by what's going on with the dark angels of the left, because they're all going to HE double toothpicks, I can tell you. They're going to HE double. Michael, one more thing. In the Bible, Romans chapter 11.
Just one more thing, because we've got other callers waiting in line. Just one more thing.
Okay, Michael, Romans 7, 8, and 9. It's right there in chapter 11. Chapter 11, 7, 8, 9. That's all your listeners got to go is take that book, the New Testament. Open up Romans, go to chapter 11, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there we'll get the whole answer of what's going on in this country right now with this impeachment. It's right there in that book. It's right in that Holy Bible. God bless you, Michael. Have a great day. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Tom. We're going to let you go and switch over to Chance in West Virginia. Chance, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello, Mike. You know, this Trump excessive cheerleading is really getting old. Do I think he should be impeached? Absolutely not. I'm an independent, though. But let's look at some facts here. Okay. Trump flip-flopped twice on DACA and birthright citizenship. Okay.
Yes.
In a 12-month period last year, 1.1 million came into this country in a 12-month period. Okay, there's another fact. All right. Now, as we speak, there's an amnesty bill for 1.5 million illegals on the Senate floor right now. Now, let's just see what Trump does about this if he puts his signature to it. I mean, I don't understand why people don't look at these things and take them into consideration. I mean, something has got to be done. Not enough is being done. Now, this amnesty bill, keep your eye on this now, right now. And this is on the Senate floor. I bet you he signed it. And 1.5 million of it, which means it's probably 3 or 4 million. What do you think, Michael?
It's, you know, there's very little Trump could do these days that would surprise me. I mean, he's just kind of all over the place politically, and his administration is descending into chaos. But again, none of this is grounds for impeachment.
No, it's not. Of course not. No high crimes or misdemeanors have been committed. Of course, this is all nonsense. But let's face facts about immigration. I mean, this is what happened. Like I said, he flip-flopped twice on DACA and birthright citizenship.
Yes.
1.1 million came in last year in a 12-month period. Now I bet you he signs this amnesty bill. So, I mean, what's with all the damn cheerleading here? I just can't understand.
Well, Tom gets really kind of excited about, you know, I mean, we do have people who are still, they're waiting for the real Trump to blossom into view, you know, the Trump that we voted for back in 2016. And at this point, I'm not waiting any longer. I don't think Trump is ever.
Michael, we've waited 3 years.
Yes.
Long years. How much longer are we going to wait before we start putting people's feet to the fire? The hell with all this rah-rah cheerleading crap. Now let's have some results here, tangible results, don't you think?
Yes, I agree. I agree. Trump is turning into a do-nothing president. you know, he's done a few token things for the economy, which is not anywhere near as good as the PR claims it is. You're right about him waffling back and forth on various issues like immigration. And on those issues that he campaigned on, which was draining the swamp, getting rid of the deep state, getting us out of all these wars of intervention around the globe, it's been an utter failure. We're still stuck in those wars.
And on my last note, Michael, I voted for him. I had faith in him. I feel let down. You know, I can't understand the cheerleading when I see all these statistics and numbers. You know, I feel let down. I don't know, Michael. It's just a mess. Okay, Michael, thank you for taking my call now. God bless you, and enjoy the rest of your show.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. I think the people who are still out there unabashedly pro-Trump are just those who don't want to admit that maybe they got snookered along with the rest of us. And, of course, in 2016, I wasn't so much working for Trump as I was working against Hillary. And it's looking like I'm going to have to do exactly the same thing again next year. All right, let's go to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I don't know how much time you got for the break, but if you can hold me over, I appreciate it.
All right, got about 4 minutes.
Okay, listen, I'm perfect segue for me, because I'm one of the fools that voted for Trump. My wife and I got the T-shirts, and you know, I just feel betrayed like everybody else. I think we're just, you know, I look back at when he was buddies with Hillary, and you know, this is just one big, you know, good cop bad cop thing to me. I mean, do you remember I think one of the things that got him elected were people that, you know, realized the crimes that the Clintons committed. From
yes.
The, you know, from Vince Foster to the boys on the track, to the whole thing. And
yes.
He said, if I was POTUS, you'd be in jail. Well, they're actually talking about her being the front runner. Are you kidding me?
According to the Harris poll, as interpreted by the Harvard School of American Politics, and again, these public polls are not really reliable measures of what people are thinking. Harris was one of the pollsters who back in 2016 said, Hillary's got a lock on it. She is so far ahead of Donald Trump, there is no way she can lose. Well, guess what? She lost. She's been bitter about it ever since.
You know, the point is, she's not in jail. She hasn't even been indicted. Nothing's been done. This is ridiculous. I mean, to me, it's just a, you know, to go along with this, Mike, and I this is a frustrating thing, because I'm probably just as guilty as everybody else, but every one of your viewers or listeners that call in, if they were offered just, you know, in the scheme of things, $10 million is nothing. I mean, these people deal in billions and trillions.
Yeah.
If they were offered $10 million and they had information, deep, dark information on whether it's the Illuminati, the Mormons, the Catholics, the Jews, the Islam, whatever, cold facts, tapes, videos, and they were offered $10 million to shut up about it, would they take the $10 million or would they expose these criminals? And if you can answer that question and say, I'm a, you know, like you probably, or Ron Paul, and you could say, no, I would discard the $10 million, even though it couldn't be traced to you. The secret bank account, you'd never be arrested, you'd never be known. And that's what this is about. It's about money and power. And,
yes.
And you know, the power corrupts, you know, and we know the rest of the story. And this is what this is about, money and power. And Trump is the epitome of somebody that's on an ego power trip, along with Hillary and the rest of them. And it's just all it is. You know, you got the Ron Pauls in there that ran for president, and that's the reason why he's not president. I think.
Okay,
he's
Mo, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. The phone lines are loaded up. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. You're still watching the circus over there in the Judiciary Committee. Apparently, there was another attempt to tack an amendment on to the Articles of Impeachment. This one failed 23-17. So this thing just continues to drag on. We will keep an eye on it because, remember, it's your tax dollars at work, and those people in Congress are there to represent you. Thought it was the big corporations and everything. Well, you're absolutely right about that. Let's go back to the phones here. Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I just wanted to say another excellent call by Tom. And, you know, Chance, we're all disappointed. But can you tell me any Republican that was better than Trump or would be better than Trump that's electable? Can you? The answer is no. Don't even bother telling me. The answer is no. So when we voted for Trump, we knew what we were going to get. We were getting a guy who was an unseasoned politician. And we knew that we were getting somebody who's from business who tries to make everybody happy. And we're watching that play out. But, you know, I'm tired of hearing these people whine. He's not Thomas Jefferson and he's not George Washington. You know, and he's not Andrew Jackson. No, he's Trump. But do you want the alternative? Think about that one.
No, I certainly did not want the alternative. And, you know, I mean, I still think that if the Senate just rolls over and kicks Trump out of office, Hillary's going to step in. Because the same thing applies to the Democrats. They don't really have a strong front runner. I mean, Joe Biden is currently in the lead by one percentage point in the polls, and then the rest of the Democrat contenders are strung out behind him. And I'd like to see Tulsi Gabbard get a boost, but there is no clear and obvious front runner on the Democrat side.
Why would we want Tulsi Gabbard to get a foot up? I mean, I like the fact that she's exposing things, but she's an anti-gunner. She's part of the Trilateral Commission, but I'm trying to think of the other organization that supports her. She's for open borders. She's anti-gun. She's flip-flopping around on that now, trying to come around after she saw what happened to Beto. I'm not for any of that. None of that. I mean, I like what she's done. I like the way she put Harris in her place, but she's certainly not the answer. You know, Trump's as good as we got it going. And the one thing I want to say about this whole experience here is we got a chance now to look. We had nobody. The top guy everybody was saying is Pence. He's been such a ridiculous, nonsensical step and fetch for Israel since he ever got into politics that it's ridiculous. But we got a chance now to see some guy like Nunes, see some guys especially, particularly like Jim Jordan. What a stand-up guy. Man, I'd be proud to throw a vote his way. What about you? You know, and guys like Collins. And we're looking at some guys now with some fiber for once because of this situation. No, Trump isn't everything we wanted. And you knew he wasn't going to be. And if you thought he was, you were in a Disneyland fantasy. But did you want Jeb Bush? You know, and that's what we got to look at when I listen to guys like Chance and I listen to this last caller. You know, of course we're not all excited about it, but it's the best what we had. And maybe it gives us a bridge to a guy like Jim Jordan. Secondly, what I wanted to talk about, Michael, is, you know, all this time, money, all this stuff. This intentional lying by Schiff and all these guys, what is the chance we could get somebody to bring a lawsuit? I mean, somebody, you know, meaning for the public, for the people, and recuperate this taxpayer money that's been wasted and take maybe sue the Democratic Party or sue these people as individuals and take it to a court and get a verdict in our favor and get that money back, you know, that the taxpayers are wasting with this nonsense. And maybe send a message that this is what, you know, this is what's going to happen if you come up and make fallacious stories and you take up TV time and people's lives and you put on a soap opera that you know isn't true and you continue it on and you come up with fake dossiers and CIA and FBI lying and all this other stuff and you get sued and you pay a big, huge penalty. Maybe that serves as a punishment that sends a message. I mean, is there any chance of somebody, a judicial, anybody? I mean, if Trump, could Trump pay his
attorney? Well, you just picked my number one favorite to do something about it, and it's called Judicial Watch. And I mean, they've got lawsuits all over the place. They're trying to do the job the Department of Justice is supposed to be doing, but refuses to do. And they're being obstructed too. We got a little information about them a bit further in the show. But the American people have already sent a message to the Democrats. The poll numbers are shifting against impeachment. The poll numbers are shifting against those Democrats who are supporting impeachment. The viewership numbers for these hearings, I mean, we're talking about a nationwide news corporation with only 997 viewers. And I think that sends a very powerful message that the American people just aren't buying this anymore. That they're ready for this to be completely over.
And anyway, we got to take... Michael, you know, one last comment. If I was Trump and I got this second
Miles, on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're finishing up here with Miles in Maine. So, Miles, you had one more point you wanted to make.
Yes, thank you, Michael. My final point here is, if I was Trump, and to get this second reelection in, the first thing I would do is I would appoint every conservative constitutionalist third party candidate that I could to get these people in a position to say, I've been there, I've been in the administration, I know how to run things, and get them elected to our next Congress, Senate, President, whatever we need. And that's what I would like to see Trump do. Michael, thank you so much, and I'll take your comments and leave the phone lines open for you.
Well, unfortunately, and Trump was a good illustration of this, those appointments are very often the returns for political favors. And we know that in the case of Donald Trump, he got a lot of money from Sheldon Adelson. And because of all that money, Sheldon has a great deal of influence over him. And it was Sheldon Adelson's idea to bring on people like John Bolton and, you know, sort of reconstitute the neocon movement. So it would be nice if Trump could just, you know, and in theory, he's got the authority to fire and hire anybody he wants. The political realities are just a little bit different. You know, that's why I can joke about Trump making me director of NASA. It's never going to happen.
But here's the thing.
So,
he doesn't need anyone's money after his second term.
If he wins his second term, that's going to be correct. He's going to be a loose cannon on deck. He's not going to owe anybody anything. And I know a lot of the hardcore Trumpers are sort of grasping that as their last vestige of hope that the Trump that we saw campaigning in 2016 will emerge from his cocoon in 2021, and that we'll see some changes get made to the U.S. I'm not hopeful at this point. I really am not. Anyway, Miles, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say, don't hold your breath, anybody. They all said
yes.
This before. Now, the thing has been done. Don't hold your breath. He's Make America First. He's nothing except Make Israel First. And let me just, I want to, if he wants to defeat the impeachment attempt from the one set of Jews who want to impeach him to the other set of Jews who want to keep him in return for giving away everything. I just want to say, if he really wants to get out of this, he could declare himself Jewish and make it illegal for anybody to criticize him. He could call everybody in Congress anti-Semitic, and then thus he could get away with it, because then he would be a protected class. Because that's just what he signed into.
That's only going to work so far. And again, if you go back and you look at the history of the last 2,000 years and you see all the expulsions and the pogroms and various other actions taken against Jewish people, and you find out it's a repeating cycle. And it always comes down to how the Jews treat those around them as the other caller said, goyim, their cattle to be used and harvested. And I'm detecting in the phone calls that we get, and certainly in a lot of the email that I get, there is a growing tide of anger in this country. And it's like people are almost expecting Donald Trump to sign a quitclaim deed, turning over ownership of the entire country to Israel, which is effectively what he's already done with this executive order.
Let me just develop. We already know that in 26 states it's illegal to criticize them. In South Carolina, you're criminally liable. That if you do criticize Israel, you're not subject to having any federal or state or local job. You can't even bid on a janitorial contract for the city of L.A. on some building, because if they've denounced you as somebody who's participated in BDS, then you're ineligible. You can't make a living that way. So, you know, what are they going to be able to do now with this new thing? Now they're a nationality. By the way, does that mean they're not Americans? Because I got news for you. They're not Americans. But does that mean they're not Americans since they're now a different nationality? By the way, also.
Yeah, that's a very, very good question. In fact, there's a lot of experts in Israel-Palestine relationships saying this is actually, in the long run, going to turn out to have been a very, very bad thing for Trump to do, because it is going to foster this growing sense of anger, that there's going to be this backlash where people just refuse to be silenced anymore because it is so un-American.
Well, how about this? How about, you know, there's a business guy. Let's go 2 years down the line here. Trump's still president. The idiot gets reelected. And so let's say there's some businessman competing against a Jewish businessman competing against a non-Jewish businessman for some government contract or something, or even a non-government contract, and he denounces the other guy, like he can be denounced by anybody at your work as a gun owner, and you lose your gun rights. This guy, let's say the Jewish guy denounces the other guy, he loses the contract, he loses the promotion, whatever. How about a mixed marriage where there's a Jewish spouse and a non-Jewish spouse, and they're fighting over the kids, and the non-Jewish spouse is accused of anti-Semitism? by the Jewish spouse and loses custody of their kids. Let's just, how about that one? How about, going to Harvard, by the way? You know, how Asians have been discriminated and whites as well, partly because Jews have taken up the white quota at Harvard. And so now that they're a different nationality, do they get that quota still? What is going on here? This guy is bad.
It's a real can of worms. But, you know, saying that Judaism is a nationality is like saying that Muslim is a nationality, that Buddhism is a nationality. It really doesn't make a lot of sense. But, you know, Trump has whipped out his pen and he's signed this executive order, says, make it so.
That is because on the Republican side, there's Paul Singer, Bernard Marcus, and Edgar Bromfman, and Sheldon Adelson. These are just five of the biggest. It goes way deep. It goes down to 18 or 19 biggest on the Republican side. It goes to 18 or 19 down biggest. They on the Democratic side, too. We're talking Soros,
yes,
Haim Saban, Bloomberg, and Sanders. Of course, they won't be satisfied till they get the president himself. Not just own the guy, but be Jewish. It's unbelievable. By the way, Barr's father was Jewish. I don't know if you knew that. Bill William Barr. Yeah, he was father. I just looked it up today. And of course, Mnuchin and DeVos, the educational secretary.
Yes.
We are utterly controlled. And look what this guy's delivering on. It's not make America first. It's making a nationality within America first. And they're untouchable. And God forbid that somebody denounces any of us for anything specious or whatever, because we can lose everything. And all they have to do is make the accusation. So there we go.
It's like the witch hysteria climate of the Middle Ages. And again, it's, you know, been disturbing to see the Congress ready to throw the First Amendment into the shredder to please almighty Israel. But to see the president go along with that, you know,
right.
And
we're not
again,
even
all of these people.
Our own pocketbooks, the money that we sweat to earn, we can't use that to express our political beliefs because we don't believe in slaughtering unarmed Palestinians and stealing their land. And if we don't buy their products, we can go to jail or not get a job. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's where we've come to. And, you know, President Trump is basically in violation of his oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And he just wrote off the First Amendment, you know, and declared that, you know, we have these protected groups. And we've got so many protected groups now. We've got the feminists, and we've got the blacks, and we've got the Hispanics, and we've got the gays, and we've got the transgenders, and we got this and that, you know. And, you know, us ordinary white guys, we're not considered a protected group. You know, we're being set up like the targets in a shooting gallery.
The Second Amendment is under enormous fire, and guess from who? The biggest one is Bloomberg. He's the biggest guy against that. But you know, here's 1.7% of the population that controls all the media. They control the government, both the Republicans and the Congress. They control the presidency, the executive. They control the legislatures. They control state legislatures. They control the banks. They control finance, how many dollars. And the last thing they want to do with 1.7% of the population, the last thing they want to do is have, because they can beat us in the courts and they can beat us in the laws because they own all that. But they can't beat us in a fight. And you know what? That's why they want to disarm us so badly. God forbid they think they want us to be able to defend themselves from this tyranny that is descending on us. They can't beat us in a fight, and don't let them take your guns. So there you go.
Yeah, well, I got that very, very clearly. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? Yeah, I wanted to
talk
about
this
impeachment thing and Lindsey Graham. I understand Graham wants to just get this thing over with real quick and, declare him not guilty, he's not being thrown out of office and get it over with. And I think Graham has a reason for doing this, because this needs to go to trial. We need to find out the real truth. We need to find out the real truth about Ukraine. When this started, going right back to 2014, problem is, Graham is probably involved in this because he was very close to McCain, and I believe he met with some of these Nazi militias there in Ukraine around the time when they overthrew the government. So there's a there's a conflict of interest right there. So that's why I think he wants to just squash it real quick, because this has to be, we have to expose the whole thing. Now look, I'm no fan of Donald Trump. You know that already, right?
Yes.
I think if they impeached him for what he just did, I don't quite understand an executive order. Maybe you could explain it to me, but it doesn't sound like it's very good. And I think that an impeachable offense for saying that, you know, just saying that the Golan Heights belongs to Israel when it obviously it doesn't. There's a lot of things. He should be impeached maybe for bombing Syria. Definitely should be impeached for that. But so should have, I don't know how, probably every president since Reagan for, you know, war crimes. So, you know, but this nonsense with Ukraine? No way. No way. Could you explain to me quickly what that executive order is about? I don't quite understand it, you know?
Well, the executive order basically, it first of all adopts as U.S. policy the so-called internationally recognized definition of anti-Semitism, which includes criticism of Israel.
Oh, my God.
But if you criticize Israel, it's only because you hate the Jews, because, no, the government of Israel never does anything that they should justly be criticized for. Then it had that component in there where it declared that Judaism is not just a religion, it is now a nationality. Trump is out there saying, mahi dictum est, Judaism is now a nationality, they're given protected status, and that means that colleges and universities that don't demonstrate how much they love Israel could lose all federal funding.
All right, Mike, let me just say something about this. This disgusts me, you know, beyond belief. Okay, support Tulsi for president. I don't think she'll be that bad. I think she knows a lot of, you know, she's been in the army a long time, knows soldiers from all over the country. I don't think she'd make a move on a gun. So I have no problem putting her in. Now, I would think about Bernie, but this is what I want him to do. Okay, now, you know as well as, you know, I've told you already, I have Jewish ancestry, right? You know that, right?
Yes.
I told you that before. All right. I would want Bernie Sanders, I would vote for him if he took an oath to say that he has no loyalty whatsoever to Israel, that he's an American, and his nationality is American, with no oath to Israel or any other country, no loyalty to Israel or any other country but the United States of America, then I could vote for him. Because I'm not, you know, a lot of his policies I like. Okay? This really pisses me off. I mean, this is creating real anti-Semitism. I'm talking about Jew hatred. I'm not talking about anti-Zionism. Actual Jew hatred. That's what this is causing. These people are dangerous. Trump is a moron. That's the problem with the guy. The guy is just too stupid to be president in a lot of respects. You know, the reason why Graham, you know what Graham is doing? Graham is very, very smart. He's not a stupid man, Graham. He is controlling Trump, and you know how he's doing it? He's giving it, he's doing bad cop, good cop type of thing. Well, you know, if you withdraw our troops from Syria, we may just have to impeach you. You know, we may have to go along with conviction and get you out of office. But you be a good little boy, and keep the troops there, and keep the troops on the borders of Russia, and keep the troops in Afghanistan, and we'll be nice. And then he'll try to butter Trump up. He knows Trump is a narcissist, and he knows he's also very, you know, he's subject to flatter. All you got to do is say nice things about the guy. Oh, yeah, he's a good man. He's a good guy, you know, like he's conducting business or some real estate business or some crap back in New York. And that's the way Trump works. And Graham got it down to a science. But he's controlling the guy. I trust Graham as far as I can throw him.
Yes.
Another thing, too, you know, as far as all these people are looking to get Trump out of there, so many, it's incredible how many are Jewish.
I don't understand it. What are these people trying to do? They really, you know, I told you.
It basically exert control. I mean, it's wired into their faith. They can never feel totally safe until they're totally in control of whatever society they've moved in on. And again, this has been going on as a repeating cycle for the last 2,000 years.
Yeah, but they destroy themselves, okay? And then people like me don't think like that, you know? I'm not rich. I'm far from rich. I live in a manufactured home in the middle of the woods. You know, it's my own land, but it's a manufactured home. You know, and there's plenty, you know, and I'm very proud to be an American, even though a lot of things, but what they're doing now is just, like I said, they're causing anti-Semitism of the worst type. And this is what bothers me.
Okay.
You know? Mark,
got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We've got other callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go right back to the phones here to Kevin in West Virginia. And Kevin, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mr. Mike. I wanted to upset the apple cart for a moment, if I may.
Okay.
Everybody calling in and everybody's unhappy. You know, everybody, and I get that. I'm unhappy too. But everybody listen. If you're unhappy, act. Do something. Run for public office. You have the ability yourself to change this. We, you know, why is everybody waiting for somebody else to do it? Grab the bull by the horns and do it yourself. There's other people out there like me, you know, that's trying to do something, trying to run for an office, trying to get noticed, trying to get out there to help the American people. But nobody, I've called for time and time again, the people, let's organize, let's go to D.C., let's go to these people's faces. People are just too afraid to do it, and I don't understand why.
Well, I mean, some of us, you know, we're out here doing independent radio. We're doing websites. We're trying to educate the public around us. I think a lot of people would be reluctant to taint themselves by getting into the actual political process. There have been a lot of people who've gone to Washington, D.C., and they're there for like maybe a year or so, and they leave. Because it's just so dirty there, they just don't want to be part of it any longer. And it's a shame because, you know, the bad people stay because they're making money hand over fist. The good people get driven out here. And it's like the old saying where, you know, bad money drives out good money. Well, bad politics drives out good politics, and probably there's a lot of Americans who would like to get involved, but one, they're not exactly sure how, and two, they're not exactly sure how they could, you know, win with a constituency full of special interests.
And I agree with what you're saying. I totally agree with what, you know, that, you know, I'm running into that myself trying to figure some things out. But I mean, come on, guys. That is our house. That is our House of Representatives. We put them in there. These people are not royalty. These people, they put their pants on the same way that you and I put their pants on. They're no better, no special, no different than us. You know, just because they have a seat doesn't mean that you can't get in there and get them to change things. You know, if we would stand together and go to D.C., because the Congress, the Library of Congress, you know, and the Senate building and all of that, nobody's there. Nobody's there whenever they're in session, so they just do whatever they want to do. We need to go there and take our house back. You know, I'm saying that in a, you know, lawfully, you know, and respectfully. I mean, but these people, let's go there and get in their faces. Let's, the left causes a scene. Why can't we?
All right, well, you make a very, very good point here. And Kevin, we're going to let you go while we do a station identification. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.